When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Kelly, you want to tackle this one or you want me to?
I can. This message is, I am 21 years old, just got married last year. My wife is my age, and her mother had her at a young age. She's only 37.
Okay.
She's divorced. She's been really lonely since my wife moved out of her house when we got married. So my mother-in-law has come up with this idea to have another baby to give her life purpose.
All right. Sounds perfectly reasonable.
She doesn't like the idea of getting a random donor and has asked if I would consider donating mine.
Oh.
I am flattered and happy she thinks I'm so amazing she would want my DNA in her own child, but the concept is really weird to me. My mother-in-law first approached my wife to get her permission, and my wife thought it was an amazing idea. Mm. Now, I reminded her that her new half-brother would also be the half-brother of any children that we would have.
That's true.
Or sister. I'd be embarrassed to ever have to do the introductions in public, and I'm worried what my family would say. My wife says that it's no one else's business, that we can just have it be our family secret, but this feels wrong to me. I'm getting a lot of pressure almost daily about it.
Oh, man.
Am I the jerk for standing my ground? Is this as weird as it feels?
Well, first of all, yes, it is weird, I think. I think it's, yes, while be it, maybe it's flattering that she looks at you in that light where it's like, oh, you know what? He's got great genes. You know, what a nice young man, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's inappropriate of the mother-in-law to make that request. Like,
yeah,
that's something like almost like a, she should know better, you know?
Yes. I will tell you that just in the last hour, we've got 179 comments on this.
So,
on Facebook.
So I think the majority of everyone is going to say, yes, that's weird. But I guess what we need to figure out is how is this almost like a deal breaker? Like, is this, can he recover from this? How, if he's getting pressure from both his wife and his wife's mom?
Yeah.
Then how can he, I guess, make this work?
I don't know. See, Amanda is saying this is super weird. Mother-in-law sounds like she needs a therapist and maybe a new puppy, not a child from her son-in-law. Which, when you say it out loud like that.
Yeah. And I think immediately my brain went to, she's wanting to get with her son-in-law.
It's more of a scientific donation.
Yeah, I think it's more of a just donor sort of.
I don't think
recipient
they're cultivating it naturally.
Process.
But Matthew said a mother-in-law is going through a really difficult time right now. Suggests that she see a therapist to talk through all of her emotions. Tell her that if she does therapy for 6 months, still wants to pursue this, then the three of you will sit down, have an open, honest conversation about it.
Okay. I know this is a weird ask, but if anybody has donated or been the recipient of someone who they're close with and like can give us insight on how that all turned out and if there were any like red flags other than the obvious one that he should be aware of.
Yeah. Oh, Kimberly said babies are not emotional support humans because people are bored and lonely.
Right. Really, yeah. I mean, that's true too. But you know, that doesn't take away from the fact that he's already been asked. And we're not talking to the mother-in-law right now. We're talking to the son here. So,
but I agree that maybe it's going to take a therapist to make her see what exactly it is that she is asking and why she's asking it and help her work through that. Then maybe she might come around to understand that what it is that she's asking and why he's pushing back.
All right. So more of your comments coming up here next. 99.7 DJX. Wow. This group therapy, his mother-in-law is wanting another baby. She's only 37. They got married kind of young. He's only what, 21, 20 years old,
he's
something like that.
Yeah.
21. And it's asking him to be a donor. His wife, mother-in-law's daughter, fine with it, but now he's getting a lot of pressure almost daily about it. Wants to know if he's a jerk for kind of standing his ground and wondering if is this normal? Is this weird as it feels, because it feels weird. And we're all.
Yeah. And he's pointing out that, listen, you know, whatever, you know, if we end up having kids, then, you know, your mom's new child is going to be the half brother or sister of any children we have. And then, you know, how do you explain that with everybody? I mean, it just feels weird. And they're thinking, well, it could just be like a little tiny family secret.
Yeah. Technically, Eric comments, look, to ease your mind, you are the donor, not the father. Yes, they would share the DNA, but public introductions would be just that. This is her brother. Someone asks who's the father, and that's highly unlikely. You can just say her mother used a donor and leave it at that. Now, that's all fine and good, but then other people are pointing out, look, like it or not, the reality is he would be the father.
Yeah.
And because the donor parent is so close to him, he would be like, he would look at that kid as his kid. Like, there's no way around it.
Yeah, it would be difficult to not, I think. And, you know, Missy's like, I agree with Amanda. Get a dog. There's a lot of people who are saying, you know, puppy. Let's start with a puppy, too, because, you know, mother-in-law is just like, basically, she's lonely and thinks that a baby will give her life purpose. Which, you know, not sure if that is the best reason for bringing another child into the family.
I'm going to say something that I don't typically say. I don't see this marriage working. And I think it would be better if he maybe used this as an opportunity to leave.
Wow. That's a bold statement.
It
They're
is.
Like a year into the marriage.
I know.
And you're already like, you know, just because of all this kind of crazy.
I think that this is just tip of the iceberg type of stuff. And if he, you know, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe she, the mother-in-law, like kind of gets over the hump of wanting a kid to, you know, bide the time with, and she does end up getting a dog, and they can just kind of brush this under the rug. But it's always going to be there.
Yeah, Lakeisha said she agrees with you. Get out now, man. This family ain't right. The fact that the mom ever thought it was okay to ask you to be a donor is a red flag, and your wife's okay with it makes me wonder what else the family's okay with.
Yeah, I know. That's like my initial thing was, I can't believe, I mean, she is 37 years old. She's got a grown kid. Like, how dare you ask that of your daughter's new husband?
Yep.
Now, maybe there are some circumstances that haven't been spelled out here in this message to us.
Well, so far I haven't found any. I'm trying to write through all the 179 comments on Facebook right now. Katie is just like, absolutely not. 10 out of 10. Do not recommend.
Yeah.
Everyone is just like, therapy. She needs therapy and maybe a dog. Therapy puppy before we their child with your son-in-law's DNA into the family.
Yeah, I just think that especially if the time comes that he and his wife want to have kids of their own.
Yeah.
And there is already another kid. Like, who's to say the mother-in-law isn't going to start acting weird? Like, oh, look, brothers. And just like, there's so much. There's so much wrong with this. And
yeah.
And again, I don't see this crazy ending. And I will back up what I said again and just say, I think maybe this is an opportunity for you to say, you know what? You're in. I'm young still. I can find someone when I'm 28, 29, 30 years old who is actually going to be a great fit for me. And
yeah, Angela agrees too. Is it too late for an annulment? This is the television episode of Maury Cross with Jerry Springer. Dude, get out. Get out.
I know. I like, this is almost unbelievable, but okay.
I would start with suggesting to the mother-in-law she gets some therapy. Let's start there. And then, yeah. And
you mean you're not gonna jump right to the,
well,
get rid of him like I did?
You're on team jump ship right now.
I
just
am.
Leave, say bye.
I am.
I would say, clearly I think mother-in-law needs therapy regardless if he's sticking around or not. But I feel like, you know, let's convince mom to get some professional support from a therapist. And then maybe we think about exiting the relationship.
All right. Well, please keep us posted. I think we're all kind of invested into what happens here. So let us know what happens and you know, good luck. Good luck to you.